Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first one.
Hi.
You're the first person.
All right. I'm driving, so I'm going to go mute for a little while.
Not a problem.
Hello.
Good evening. How is everything?
Hello. Oh, pretty good. It was a busy day, but it's come to an end, so that's good. All went well. It just was super busy.
Busy is good.
I'm sorry, you broke up.
I said busy is good.
Yes. We had air conditioning problems. We had all kind of things when we got home, but home health came and got in settled, and the air conditioner man came and didn't charge us, and everything worked out well. So, and the multibreaker got fixed. So, oh well, story of my life, you know. So we come out okay in the end.
I resemble that remark.
Oh, and you won't believe the hospital. They gave us the VIP suite.
Oh, VIP.
I said, how did we deserve that? She said, well, evidently, the next room was your number, and it came up. And then the last day, I got to thinking, oh, maybe we're being charged more. So I asked, she said, oh, no, ma'am. She says, not extra charge. I'll just happen to be the one that got it. So I said, oh, my goodness.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, where are we anyway? Because I'm way behind, I'm sure.
Not really.
Okay.
We didn't have a lot of matches. The only thing I think you missed was a question and answer session.
Okay.
So we're in Parshat Vayeshev. No, we're in Lech Lecha. I'm sorry, I got confused. Like, what else is new, right? We're in Parashah Lech Lecha, section 13. And we're starting at verse 109. We'll start with a Lishen Yehud. And I'll... Everybody's on. Brandy's on. Thomas on. And Maka's driving, so she's muted.
Okay. Good.
And I will start with L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kutsha b'richu ishkin te'edik hilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. Le'akda l'shem yudhe bovavhe. Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adenu kunenei aleinu maasei adenu kunenei. Amar Rabbi Yehuda tachatzei begin denachat Avraham umitzrayim belarashu ishtavidu. Beno b'mitzrayim arba me'ah shanin dehaketiv v'yered Avram mitzrayma v'laketiv red mitzrayim v'itzta'er kol ha'hu le'elya v'gina de'sara. The translation, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Come and see. Since he went down to Egypt without consent, his offspring were enslaved in Egypt for 400 years. As it is written, and Abraham, Avram went down to Egypt. It does not say that the Holy One, blessed be he, told him to go down to Egypt. Therefore, he was in misery all that night because of Sarah." My commentary. This pasuk hints to an important spiritual law. Hashem manages at the micro level. If one does something that creates a blockage for a short moment to the plan of creation, there will be a negative effect. Free will can create these momentary blockages. To avoid using your free will to cause these blockages, you need to utilize the tools of Kabbalah to meet and ask Hashem prior to your major and minor free will decisions. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I've always felt like when we make a wrong decision or we're trying to choose between two decisions, you know, before we met you, we probably chose the easiest one, only to learn that the hardest one was the best decision. But I've learned in the past when I just didn't know what to do and had to choose, even if it was the wrong decision, I was still blessed during that time. And then you come back to the same place again and you realize that you made the wrong decision. But at the same time, Hashem was still there and the mercy was still there and good things came from it. And so you do, you know, your free will, it helps us.
Whenever you have chaos in your life, it comes from you. You created that pain. To avoid chaos means to request Hashem's directions as to what is correct for you to do at every momentary place where you have a decision to make. Now, we don't recognize it that way. If we feel that connected to Hashem, we will do that on big decisions. But we won't do it on small decisions. And here you have Avram decided to go down to Egypt on his own. And it wasn't authorized by Hashem. He didn't ask Hashem's permission. So he's still blessed. He went down and he achieved the elevation of the sparks. But he was nervous and he was stressed the whole night that Sarah was away from him. He was concerned that they would kill him and take Sarah. All of these fears, these worries, this is a process of cleansing you for not asking permission. That's what the pasuk is telling us. But we wouldn't consider that he was worried about his wife to be chaos. We don't consider that we created that by not asking Hashem's permission. It's natural, it's human to be concerned if your wife is in that situation. We don't even second question the reality that it's not proper for you to be in chaos. It's not proper for you to be worried about something. We don't even question that. We worry. It's human. It's normal. We're so used to worrying. This is the tool of Satan. We have to realize that anything that causes us distress or tension or concern even, these are actions where we made a mistake. These are actions where we didn't utilize our intuition as to what was the right thing to do. And I cannot stress this issue sufficiently. Because everybody does it. Everybody has them. And everybody says, I'm stressed. I'm worried. I'm concerned. That's not the way life is expected to be. Life is supposed to be active and serene. Actively serene. Life is supposed to be, oh, should I go down to Egypt or not? Let me talk to Hashem. Let me utilize my intuition. But we only do that on big things, not on every decision. But Hashem is a micromanager. I'm not sure that micromanagers are good things, but when it comes to Hashem, they are. It is a good thing. That's what the Pasuk is teaching us. Should I go on, or do you want to contemplate this for a while?
No, I totally agree.
Brandy, we're not hearing from you.
Oh, I can't. I agree with you. I agree that I create my own chaos, and then I blame it on somebody else.
Well, you can't do that anymore. You're getting too strong spiritually, too high spiritually to blame it on anybody else.
Well, okay.
Pasuk 110.
I have a question. And I was wondering it. Okay. This is one of my Alka-Seltzer questions. I wondered the other day why all of the patriarchs like Moses and Abraham and Jacob and Isaac and stuff, why they did some of the things that they did. Why did he just pick up stakes and move out to someplace else? Did he get like a dream or a word or a vision or a feeling, or why do they do that? I mean, you know, just move to a place that they've never been before.
Because Hashem told them to.
That answers my question. Then they were told to. Okay.
They were told to. Now, it doesn't say whether they got a vision or a dream or a leaf fell off a tree and they understood that meant they were to leave. That's a double entendre, by the way.
Right, I got that.
That's why it's called Lek Lekha.
Yes, it's Lek Lekha, so you're going for yourself. Pasuk 110. Yomer el Sala ishto hinena yadati kisha ki ad hahi yom shata lahawa yad Avraham ti shayefat mare hawat elahal muha ti ad hahi yom shata la yisakol Bidyokna desara is giyut chatsaniota kehawad benehon utad karev lemitrayim it galyayom ihi wechama vay. The translation, and he said to Sarah his wife, behold, now I know that you are a fair woman to look upon. And he asked, could it be that until then Abraham did not know that she was a fair woman to look upon? And he replies, this has already been explained that until then, he did not look upon the image of Sarah because of their excessive modesty with each other. But when he came near to enter to Egypt, she revealed herself and he saw her. My commentary. This pasuk indicates the way a true soulmate relationship needs to work. One of the attributes of a soulmate relationship is to have a shared spiritual goal. When both Abraham and Sarah were bringing souls closer to Hashem, they did not have time or inclination to seek personal pleasures, such as observing the physical appearance of your spouse. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I wondered if at first if this was in their younger days, and then I don't know, that thought remember, came to mind.
Abraham was 75 when he left Haran. So going, you know, he's going to be around 80 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't have electricity in those days, so when nighttime came, you can't see each other.
Yeah.
Mom has not been today. Oh, I'm thinking funny things.
The whole idea of modesty within a marriage in this society...
Right.
Tend to be minimized.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that everybody follows that path, but, you know, it's whenever you're in a class on modesty, that's part of the discussion, the intimacy, you know, covering up, doing it under the covers, not having the lights on, all of those kinds of items and discussions.
Right. And then I'm sure in the desert they had to cover up anyway because of the sun. You know?
Well, where do you think the burqas come from? Why do the, what do you think that, I think it's called a jubala, the hooded cloak.
Oh, okay.
That you cover your body with.
Mm-hmm. Well, the modesty too.
It's both modesty and also covering from the sun.
Right. Yeah, because even the men have clothes that almost look like dresses. And headpieces and all, sure.
Well, it's also the idea that your melanin, your skin tone, is based as is indicating a level of cleanliness.
Mm-hmm.
So the lighter your skin, the higher you are spiritually, because you're more pure. But then the question is, well, why? If you have light skin, you're going to tend to be let the sun harm you. But again, we're applying modern day perceptions to the patriarchs. They lived in a different time and a different place, different values, a different culture.
Well, I think there the word modesty is a primary word. And, desert life was bound to be hard. So whatever they had to do, whether it was, food, whether it was water, whether it was, and especially the way they were known for their hospitality and spirituality and bringing other people to Hashem. I mean, I can understand that he wouldn't maybe have seen her as much as, I don't know.
We don't have enough time to do the next pasuk, so.
Okay.
And our 7 o'clock class will be the Zohar class on the parasha of Vayeshev.
Okay. I hope to make it. Okay, thank you.
If you don't fall asleep, I know you will.
Well, I didn't take a nap today, so. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Shalom. Shalom to all.